Have you ever helped set a table and found yourself wondering where to place the forks? Or sat down to eat at a restaurant and wondered which utensils to use? Well, here are some simple traditional etiquette tips on how to set a table. What would happen if you set a table like this? It doesn't look good and you have to clean up the mess before you can even start. Let's try another way. To start, use a placemat or tablecloth, but not both, so the dishes aren't directly on the table. This is more about looks than etiquette, but it's rare to see nothing under a plate unless you're eating at a picnic table. Set out any flowers, candlesticks, or other decorations you like. Candles are usually only lit at night. Start with utensils for the main course, putting your dinner fork on the left and your dinner knife on the right-hand side, since these are the hands we use them with. Here's a helpful tip. You always eat outside in, so to set for salad, we'll put the salad fork to the outside of the dinner fork and the salad knife to the outside of the dinner knife. We'll have salad first, then our main course. Notice, too, that the knife blades are both pointed toward the plate. This is an old tradition from a time when dinner knives were quite sharp, and it was a sign of politeness and non-aggression to keep them pointed away from other diners. We might have some soup, and since soup usually comes first, the soup spoon goes outside the knives, since we use our right hand to hold it. Here's another tip. Only set the table with what you'll need. If you're not eating soup, don't set a soup spoon. Now, for dessert, we'll have ice cream, so we'll place the dessert up top since we don't need it for a little while.